咱来三个祈祷。
Let us pray。
特别是我哋求你，佢是咪透过你话语，透过你仆人。
Lord, once again through your word and through your servant。
啊，对佢每一个人来讲话。
That you will be able to speak to each and every one of us。
做佢一个顺服嘅心。
Create in us that we will have a submissive heart。
好，佢会好啲嚟更加渴慕人，渴慕你。
And that we will look for you and focus on you。
好，佢会好啲嚟听人。
Help us to be able to listen。
And that
we will be able to treasure the grace that you have given
to us.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers
and sisters, peace to all of you. Good morning.
Today
we will talk about resting in Christ's sufficient grace. What we'll talk about is the discussion between Christ, the latter part of the discussion between Christ and Nicodemus. Chinese, especially if you look at the Chinese businesses, if you look at their stores, many times you see that they have a lot of many types of idols in their offices. They have a lot of beliefs. Many times the Chinese, we think that every religion teaches us to do good. I recently talked to an old elder gentleman that said that all religion will lead us to the same place. It's true that all religion teaches us to do good. But is it true that all religion can bring us to God? We talk about Christianity and we know that only through Christ can we be saved. But this is very contradictory to to many of the Chinese thinking. Also, if you're if you believe in Confucianism, they includes everything. As a pastor, I've also met many young people. They grew up in the church. But after when they grow up and they go to college, and if they take if they're in a Catholic school, they'll have to take theology. They have to take philosophy. And they have to study psychology. After they studied, when they come back, then the more they study, the more confused they are. Especially the ones who go to these Catholic universities.
And
they'll question whether God created the world. And they'll question whether Christ was really crucified on the cross, and they think that it's a story. Today we will not discuss whether our Christian faith is true. But today what I want to talk about is the difference between Christianity and other religions. Christianity and other religions have many differences. But the main difference is what? And this is where Jesus was different from Nicodemus. Don't forget that Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Pharisees believe in what today the Judaism. If there's a religion that's the closest to Christianity, and that would be Judaism. But yet in Jesus' eyes, Judaism was totally different from what Jesus was talking about. Last one we discussed that Jesus rebuked Nicodemus. But Jesus didn't stop after rebuking him. But he wanted Nicodemus to understand. So these were the last few words that he told Nicodemus.
He said,
So Jesus said here, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Why did Jesus use this story to describe himself? Why did he use the story of the bronze snake in the desert to describe himself? Because this is something that Nicodemus understood. Because Nicodemus believed in the Old Testament, and Nicodemus knew that this story happened. So Jesus used this bronze snake as an illustration of what he will accomplish in the New Testament. Just as God used the bronze snake to save the Israelites, Jesus will use the cross to save the people today. Let's take some time now to go back to the Old Testament to talk about this bronze snake in the desert. This was recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter
21.
Moses here was leading the Israelites for 40 years to cross the Jordan River to go to the promised land of Canaan. And the Israelites spent 40 years in this area. This area is not big. This area is a desert. Very little water.
Because
the Israelites did not trust in God, so God did not allow the 18-year-olds and above to enter the promised land. After 40 years,
so
if you look at Numbers 21, chapter 21, 4-9, and they started to walk from this place called Mount Hor. If you look at the map, you see what area is this? Today we don't know where this Mount Hor is, we're just guessing. So after 40 years, the second generation of the Israelites were there. Then the second generation started here in Mount Hor.
Mount Hor Adun in Amose Anya Tiakabin.
This is where Moses' brother Aaron passed away. And he was buried in that area.
So
the Israelites spent 1 month there mourning for the death of Aaron. God told Moses to lead them from the Red Sea towards the Red Sea.
Then
and from the Red Sea to go up to the Jordan. So you see the route the blue line. This is how they walked. And from Mount
Zion Geber
to today, present day Elat, this is a very difficult road to pass. Because this area is called Araba. And Araba is very dry in that area.
The
very dry area. The rain in the Philippines for one day is equal to their 1 year of rain.
But in Araba,
are 30 minutes of rain in the Philippines is like their 1 year of rain.
So, so
it is a very, very dry area.
So,
recently, we had a group from our church that went to this area. Like that area, Elat. They also went to Negev. But it's good that we did not walk in the Elat area. Remember when we went to somewhere near there that it was very, very hot. But we did walk in Negev. This group was pretty good that they walked there for 3 hours. But within that 3 hours I heard many complaints. In 3 hours I heard many complaints. But imagine the Jews were there for 40 years. Like the Chinese, we also would complain. But this was even drier. The air was even drier. So going there,
in what one again?
So they started to complain.
In what one again? So on that, so the camtai the chicken lawson lai bin go in Bekao Elat the season in what one again?
So
on that, so che pai tok zua like Cain.
So before they got to Elat, they started complaining. So God sent a serpent to bite them.
In go si kwan the kwanjing lai bin what one again? Nang gong ah, this is bing xiong.
For us, we'll consider that people complaining in this kind of situation is very natural. This is an encouragement for those that went to that trip, that this is natural to complain. Because when we walked there for 3 hours, we didn't have a pillar of clouds or pillar of fire, and our shoes would wear out. And remember that the Jews, when they were there for 40 years, they had a cloud of fire, and a pillar of fire, a pillar of cloud, and their shoes didn't wear out. They had manna to eat, they had water to drink. When I was young and I thought about our shoes, the shoes not wearing out or the clothes not wearing out. I thought that this would be very boring, and I'm sure that the women in our church would find this boring as well. We would think that at least once a year we can buy one pair of shoes and buy a few clothes. But if you're 40 here in the desert for 40 years, there's no mall to shop in, you would thank God that nothing would wear off. This whole nation experienced God's provision. When it was hot, they had a pillar of cloud. And when they were cold, there was a pillar of fire. In that area, in the desert, there's no water, but when they were thirsty, God provided water for them. They couldn't farm for anything, they had manna to eat. They couldn't raise any flocks or anything like that, but they had meat to eat. We had somebody in our group this time. Within the 3 hours, their shoes broke. And the shoes was merel. And this was good. This was an expensive pair of shoes. But after 3 hours, and the 3,000 pesos shoe was already broken. But for 40 years, the Jews, the Israelites, they didn't, their shoes didn't wear off.
甚至我哋廿六十英嘅，叫我太太講，佢唔使啲埃及妹嘅襯衫啦。
So in that, when I was walking, my wife was saying, maybe you wanted to buy their sandals.
Maybe
their sandals wouldn't break. But I thank God I didn't buy.
但是因本身，耶稣是因本身经历了上帝特别的看顾，特别的恩典。
But the Israelites experienced God's provision and care every day.
但是因有关发怨言。
But yet they complained.
因未记得上帝特别牵引的手脚。
They forgot God leading them every day. So God called the serpents to bite them. So after being bitten, so many died. But eventually the rest came to God and repented and asked for forgiveness. The strange thing is, after they came to ask for forgiveness, God asked Moses to create a bronze serpent. And when this bronze serpent was lifted up, and for those that were bitten by the snake, all they had to do was look at this bronze snake and they would be healed. This is a miracle. Just to look at the bronze snake, they were healed. Your study says many would not believe this. For me, I would understand it better if God told Moses to teach him how to make an antidote to cure this disease. So to make an antidote to cure my the poison, to heal from the poison. But God didn't ask Moses to do
this.
But God's plan is beyond our comprehension. God asked Moses to make a bronze snake. And asked people to look at this bronze snake. If they look at it, they would be healed. Likewise, when you look at this, we think of Christ dying on the cross for our sins. In the Old Testament, they were bitten by, the Israelites were bitten by the snake. But today we are bitten by sin. In the Old Testament, the Israelites were bitten by poison. They were about to die. But today we are living in sin that we will face death. In the Old Testament, God told Moses to make this bronze serpent. And whoever looked at the bronze snake will be healed. And they will have their life back. But likewise, today God called his son to die on the cross for our sins.
So for us
to look at him and trust him, we will be healed. This is all God's work. It is not something we can do ourselves. This is all planned by God. This is not our way. If it was my way, I would have created a medicine. Because this is my plan, my way. But God will not use the same way that I would want. So that we will not be proud. So we will not think that, oh, because I'm good at creating this medicine.
我跟上帝同工，我从这个药出来，和我得到医治。So
you will not think that you partnered with God so that you can make this medicine.
上帝叫摩西从这个当作，叫以色列人看这个当作得到医治，得到生命的时阵。When
God
是完全上帝恩典。When
God asked Moses to create this bronze snake so that they will be healed, this is all God's grace.
咱无分。We
have no part in this.
咱阿无伫，伊这个救恩的里面。
In this grace, this salvation, we have no work. This is the difference between Christianity and other religion. It may be true that all religions teach us to be good, but no other religion teaches us that salvation is by grace alone. Because this is against human thinking. This is the gospel, this is the good news. But yet this gospel has become a stumbling block for many people. And this has become a stumbling block for many Chinese and many adults. Because as adults, many times our mind is very different. Because many times as adults, we think that there is no cost to
it.
And we always think that there is no such thing as a free gift. Let me give you an example. Let's say for a businessman, comes to your store, and he brings a very expensive gift for you to give to you. Will you take it? Your wife will not take it. Why won't you take it?
If Chinese businessman,
this person, you don't know this person too well, they give you a very expensive gift to you. What would cross your mind? You would start to think, this person wants something else from me. No one would give something for free. I'm sure you'll think that he wants something else in return.
So
likewise, when we want to share the gospel, we tell people that God's salvation is free. It is for you because He loves you. But we tell the Chinese businessmen, usually in their minds, they're already thinking, what is it that you want from me? What is it that you're asking from me?
So
they will not accept it because they don't know what the cost is. But as Christianity, this gift, this gospel, this price has already been paid. Christ has already paid for it in the cross. It's easier for a child to understand the gospel because children like to have gifts. When they accept the gift, they're just so happy to receive it. No matter whether it's expensive or cheap, they will accept it. And they will say thank you. But as adults, we become more complicated. The gospel is not so complicated. The gospel is that Christ died on the cross for you and me, and this gift for you is for free. All you need to do is look at Him and accept Him. You don't need to make a medicine that you need to save yourself. He is there to save us. I would have another way to save myself. And this is something that in psychology we talk about self-reformation. That we change ourselves. If I'm Moses, if I see my people being bitten by the snakes, because my people always complain, I will tell them, I will tell them that in the future you people should change. Stop complaining so that you will not be bitten by a snake again in the future.
I guess it's psychology.
Psychology will tell you this. This is psychology.
This way
is pretty good, but it's not enough. Why? This method is probably to deal with the future. But at this time, my people were already bitten. They're almost dead. What reformation can save them? If you tell them that they need to change, but it's useless because they're dying. Likewise, we're in the same scenario. Our problem is not only our present sin or our future sins. But we have sins from the past. We've been bitten by past sins already. Even how much you reform now, you cannot save yourself. We need God to heal us. So when you want to change yourself to save yourself, you cannot do it. I also thought of a third way.
Prayer.
We're very good at this. It's a prayer. Let me say this clearly that I'm not saying prayer is wrong. I'm not saying we should not pray. But we need to understand what the work of prayer is. We are not saved because of prayer. It is right to be pray for people and pray for their salvation. But we are saved by grace.
Even though
how much you pray, but yet you don't believe in Christ, it is useless.
But even if you keep asking
Him in prayer, but you don't believe in God, then it's useless. God didn't tell Moses. God didn't tell Moses. Moses, tell the people to pray. And that after they pray, that they will be saved. But rather, God told him to create a bronze serpent to trust His word. And they were saved. This is my observation. Many people Some people think that rituals or relics can save them. Do you think that rituals and these relics are able to save you? Do you know there are Christians that believe in this? Let me give you an example. When I was at another church, we have the United Evangelical Church tradition that we have communion, we serve communion once a month. In the United Evangelical Church tradition, during the time of communion, there are more people that would attend service. At my other church, we had about 40 more people during the breaking of the bread, during communion. Then if this was the case, then we should probably have communion every week. So I wanted to know why is it that more people would come during communion? So they would only come out of the 4 weeks, they would only come once one week out of the 4 weeks. So I took my opportunity to visit these 40 people. The 40 people, there were young people, there were young professionals. Although each and every one of them had their different reasons. But the basis is generally
similar.
They felt that eating the bread and drinking from the cup would help them spiritually or physically.
So in takoge.
So
every month,
so they're hoping that once a month, that by taking the bread and drinking from the cup, that they will be energized. Very interesting. Out of the 40 people, eventually one of the younger people became a close friend of mine. He had the same reason. So after I knew him much better, I would tell him to come every week instead of once a month. Because he still continued coming once a month. So one time I told him, if you do not change, I would have to change. If we have communion every week, this means that I would have to change. Or you can change.
In that old church of mine,
today when we take communion, our bread is made of wafer. This is a bit more expensive because we need to buy it. But in my own church, we made our own bread. And I know how to make it. So I said that why don't you change? I said that the drink what we drink is Welch's grape juice. You can buy it at any store. And the bread? And that's very cheap. I'll teach you how to make it. And you can have it every day. But he said that that's not useful.
I said you can make
your own bread. You can drink your own from the cup.
Pastor.
And he said, Pastor.
Okay,
he said that this is it's not useful. I asked why.
Hindi dumaan sa kamay mo. Bokyang kedi ko ay chula.
And he said it because it did not go through your hand. I felt so holy.
But it's not true.
Because this is the thinking of the Catholics.
He had
the thinking of the Philippine Catholicism practice.
They felt
that eating the bread and drinking the wine will help them physically and in their lives. And you see many Catholics in the Philippines, they would wear this scapular. Or if you see the Buddhists, they would carry something else. These are relics. They're hoping that these things can protect them. But if you look at the Bible, if you pay attention to God's words, it is not something we can do ourselves. But rather, it is all God's work to save us. Today, the fact that we are able to be here to worship,
and
that we can receive this abundant life, it is all because of God's work.
And
in Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. This message today is what Jesus told Nicodemus. It is not something that we can do ourselves, that we can save ourselves or heal ourselves.
钉伫十字架顶，为着你甲我诶罪来死啦。
But rather it is God doing His work to the bronze serpent and Jesus dying on the cross. It is what He did for us. In the Old Testament, He asked the Israelites to look at the bronze serpent. Today, He asked us to look at who Christ is, to trust Him. What does trust mean? It's very difficult to explain what trust is. Let me tell you a true story. In our church's history, there's a very famous missionary by the name of John Patton. He followed what God's calling, and he went to a tribe to share the gospel. At that time, no missionary has gone to that area. He was the first one to go to that area. When he went to share the gospel there, when he was a missionary there, he faced a lot of difficult things. In the place he went to, this tribe were cannibals. So many times he would hide in the coconut tree. So one time he was with his friends, the natives there to go hunting. They had to climb the mountain. And they were able to hunt for deers. After they brought the deer with them coming down the mountain. Everyone was so tired. And when they were near their home, they threw the deer.
And he
with his native friends decided just to jump on the chair. And the people said in their words, in their language. And he said that it's great to be able to sit on this chair and be able to rest. After John Patton heard this, he wrote this word down. So eventually, when he translated this word that they say about resting in this chair, this is what would describe what faith
is.
Do you know what faith is?
So, like the
Old Testament, when people looked at the bronze snake, or when we look at the cross now,
in the New Testament,
it's like when someone is very tired, and they climb onto this chair, and they are able to rest. So when you and I read John
3:16,
So when we read John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him. So this is something with trust, to be able to rest in Him.
So today,
do you have rest in Christ? Only if you learn to rest in Christ that we are able to be saved. It is only when we truly have faith in Christ that we can drop all things. Because Christ did all the work for us on the cross. The work we do today is only our response to Him. It is not for us to buy salvation. Because our salvation has been taken care of by our Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, do not fear any longer. Do not worry.
只有安息，完全交托给主。
But rest and give everything to Christ.
因为一切把伊最得宝贵的独生子为着你甲我咯。
Because God has already sent His precious Son for you
and me. 伊将会成全伊对你甲我的应允，伊要拯救咱。
Wouldn't He fulfill the promise He has given to us?
所以愿主帮助咱。
So may God help us.
好，咱还等下要受圣餐的时阵，
So when we take our communion later,
消念了主所做一切，为着咱所做一切代志。
So when we have our communion, help us to remember what Christ has done for us. 好，
咱真实伫主内面。
That in Christ, and that in Christ we can truly have rest.
这个人，这个基督徒真实会好安息的时阵，就是真正好命啦。
When a Christian really learns to rest in Christ, will have a good life.
不是讲无问题。
It does not mean that they will have no problems.
不是讲无艰苦。
It does not mean that they will have no difficulties.
但是伫问题中
，But in the midst of the problems,
有喜乐，有安慰，有平安，有盼望。
They can have joy, they can have encouragement, they can have hope.
这个是信心，
this is what
faith is. 带来的生命。
This is the life that God, that Christ brought for us.
所愿主的恩典伫咱每一个人身上。
So may God's grace be each and every one of our lives.
愿咱每一个人真实放下一切
，so that we can truly let go of everything.
交托给主
and put everything, trust God.
然后奉献一切一生给主
and offer your whole life to Him.
因为伊是值得咱的敬拜
because He is worthy of our worship. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you today, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father, for those ones who have not accepted or who have not believed in you. Lord, we pray, Father, for those people that have heard your gospel, Lord, that they will understand what you have done for them. That those who do not believe in you cannot buy their salvation, but only in you, by believing in you, can they be saved. And for us, Lord God, who have been Christians for many years, Lord, we pray that we will not fall into a certain tradition of thinking that we can work for our salvation. But Lord, help us remember that all the work has been done by you, and all glory must be to you alone. So Lord, we pray, Father God, for this message this morning, that Lord, that we will truly look to you and truly be able to trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.